Democrats have a whole lot of work to do. And they need to stop just saying the economy is great. They need to...
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
That's because, again, the reason we're getting as many strikes as we get is because the people have not been holding on and going forward with the economy. Yes, now they are. The inflation at 3.something%, the wage growth at 4%. But that is not consistent. It's not consistent. What Democrats have to do, first of all, is acknowledge the pain of the average American persons caused by supply-side economics, and they need to wholeheartedly tell Americans that we are making a transition from supply-side economics to an economics that works for us all. And that economics starts by taxing the wealthy for all the tax that they forewent, for all the theft that they've gotten by getting tax cuts and then loaning us back the money they got us tax cuts, and more and more. So anyway, I want you to listen to this conversation with Stephanie Ruhle. I think it's prescient. I think it's important. Listen to what Stephanie Ruhle has to say about how Democrats really need to see things the way most Americans are right now.
There are things in the economy, when I talk to my adult children, my kidults, they'll say, yeah, the economy on paper looks good, but rent is really too high. That's what we're all living for, four to a half.
And your kids are right. And Michael is touching on something that is so important about the economy, and it's something Democrats are missing. The economy has had an extraordinary recovery since COVID. It is great that we are not in recession. It is great that inflation is not running as hot as it was. However, Democrats just keep saying the economy is great, but it's okay to also say people don't feel great. Right. Because if you walk out of here and you want to go get a bacon, egg and cheese, it's not $5, it's $10. Right. If you want to go get a pizza that was $16, it's $22. And we're in September. People are getting their credit card bills from the vacation they took this summer. Yeah. And it's twice as much as it was. So at the very least, Democrats need to narrow this gap and acknowledge that inflation isn't running higher, but prices have not gone down.
Right.
And gas prices are going up. So both things can be true, that we've had a really good recovery, but things still don't feel good. And you have to reconcile those.
Yeah. But wages, I mean, this is all about wages going up. So I do think there is a middle ground here. Yeah. And we're seeing that these union bargains are really, you know,
but
and
by the way, except if wages go up, there is a chance, whether it's fair or not, that prices are going to go up.
And by the way, the unions are at sort of record popularity, I think, because of that, because people like, who's fighting for me? All right.
All right. So what Democrats need to do right now is point out why the pain that those who are feeling pain are feeling. Because like yesterday I said, remember what median income means? Median wage gains, average wage gains, and average wage gains and average income means. We need to know what that means. That means that there are a lot of people on the other side of that as well. And what we have to be is broad base, because that's the kind of election we win, a broad base election. So what Stephanie Ruhle is pointing out is, don't just acknowledge the great things that are happening to a large percentage of the population, but acknowledge those people who are suffering, who should be your vote, and let them understand the reason why their suffering continues. It has nothing to do with Bidenomics. It has everything to do with supply side economics. It has everything to do with the things that they're trying to fix. Let's give a problem. What is going to occur, or what occurred 2 days ago? Student loan repayment began, SNAP reduction, as well as child care reduction, subsidies for child care ended. All of that ended because of 100% vote by Republicans, cinema, and Manchin. That's what caused that. Americans need to understand where their pain is coming from so they can vote appropriately.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please, join.